Well, Jane Ace is learning from her new next-door neighbor, Mrs. Frederick, that a wife can be a big help to her husband in business. Mrs. Frederick takes the credit for Mr. Frederick's success in the printing business, and Jane is now applying Mrs. Frederick's theory to Mr. Ace. This episode is in two scenes, Mr. Frederick's office in the printing plant, and then to Mr. Ace's real estate office. The first to Mr. Frederick's office. Jane and Mrs. Frederick are there alone.
Sit down, my dear. He'll be back in a few minutes. He's probably around the plant somewhere.
Oh, this is a lovely office.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
I picked out every single set of furniture.
You did?
Of course I did. I'm an interior decorator at heart. Baxter knows absolutely nothing about interior decorating.
I don't think I do either.
Oh, of course you do. Every woman knows more about interior decorating than her husband.
I guess I've just got an interior complex. I don't think I know as much as he does.
Jane, you make me mad.
All right.
The way you take a back seat is beyond me. Why, you just stick around and walk me up it. There's a man with one of the largest printing orders of the year coming in this morning. Baxter's probably with him now. It means I don't know how many dollars if we can land his business. Now, here's where I step in.
Where?
Into the picture. This man may be very, very hard to handle. That is, he would be if Baxter tried it single-handed. But I can soften him up. I get his mind off business. I entertain for him. I break down his sales resistance. And before you know it, I have him eating right out of my hand.
Eating out of your
hand? It's the woman's touch, Jane. It's so important to any man's business. And it's a wife's duty to supply that touch. Don't you see what I mean?
I don't think so.
You don't? Oh, Jane, sometimes I get very discouraged. Oh, well, you just keep your eyes and ears open around here this morning.
They're open.
Well, you just sit back and notice how I have this so-called tough customer eating out of my hand.
That's the part I don't understand. What do you mean, eating out of your hand?
Oh, I think I hear Baxter's voice. Let's just sit back and make a charming picture. A cigarette, my dear?
No, I haven't. Oh, no, thanks. I don't smoke. I thought you were asking if I
had... Those two clerks in that back room can take care of any order you give us, no matter how... Oh, good morning, my dear.
Oh, Baxter. I didn't know you were busy this morning.
Darling, this is Mr. Raymond. My wife, Mr. Raymond.
How do you do, Mr. Frederick?
Not me, Mr. Raymond.
Yes, I guess I'm guilty.
Well, this is a pleasure. I've heard so much about you, Mr. Raymond. But I had no idea you were so... Oh, there I go.
So what, Mrs. Frederick?
Well, I was going to say, so, handsome.
Well, coming from you, Mrs. Frederick.
Oh, I do believe I'm blushing.
Well, if it comes to Mrs. Frederick, I must say that.
Well, I'm Mrs. Ace.
Hello, Baxter.
Oh, isn't that stupid of me? Mrs. Raymond, this is Mrs. Ace.
Well, how do you do?
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance.
And Mrs. Ace is a neighbor of ours. We just happened to be shopping downtown this morning and thought to drop in and pay Baxter a surprise call.
Well, it certainly is a surprise.
But I had no idea you were going to be busy this morning. I wouldn't have dropped in, Baxter. But then, on the other hand, I must say I'm glad I did, Mr. Raymond.
Oh, thank you. I assure you the pleasure is mutual.
Baxter has spoken of you so often.
Oh, yes, indeed. Sit down, Mr. Raymond. Well, I'm afraid I haven't too much time this morning.
Oh, don't run off, Mr. Raymond. I've hardly more than met you. I believe we have some mutual friends.
Oh, really? Who?
Well, the Marquette, the one.
Oh, yes, I see a lot of the Marquette.
Really? Well, I'm so sorry we haven't met before.
Oh, my. Then you must know the Calhouns.
Vivian and Kinky?
Yes.
Oh, of course. They're such fun.
Yes, they certainly are. Ever play bridge with them?
Loads of times. And how they carry on.
Yes, totally.
Oh, we must talk all this over, Mr. Raymond. I'd so love to have you to dinner some night.
Well, that sounds reasonable. A great little group to wife.
Oh, that's just such nonsense. Well, when could it be, Mr. Raymond?
Well, let me see now.
How about Saturday night? We can make a night of it.
Sounds reasonable.
Just a date. Well, I suppose you two have your stuffy old business to talk over.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, I know how you businessmen are. That just leaves poor little me out of it. We'll run along.
No, I insist, Mrs. Frederick, you came here to see your husband.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Raymond.
Of course we'll go.
Nonsense. Now, you just sit right here. There's nothing for us to talk over any further. Your husband's given me his figures, and I'll have to think them over. That's your lowest price, is it, Mr. Frederick?
Oh, yes,
I'm afraid so.
Well, it does seem a trifle high.
What's the matter? Is Baxter using high-handed methods with you? I won't stand for
it. Oh, not at all. He knows what's the best he can do.
Well, suppose you just think it over. And having thought it over, you come and spend the evening with us on Saturday.
Right. Well, good morning, ladies.
Goodbye, Mr. Raymond.
Oh, I want you out to your car, Mr. Raymond.
No problem. I'll manage.
Okay. See you Saturday.
8 o'clock, Mr. Raymond.
I'll see you there.
Now, Jane, you see what I mean? What happened? Didn't you hear what went on here?
You mean about inviting him to dinner?
Of course.
And out of that, you make money?
Of course it makes money. Plenty of it. Once we get him to sign on the dotted line.
Dotted line?
And before I'm through with him, he will. Of course, right now, he thinks Baxter's price is too high. But once we meet him socially, he's more like a friend. And we can do business with him in a friendly way.
You mean you charge your friends more than you would somebody else?
Charge our friends? No, of course not. But it's much more simple having to deal with a friend rather than with a stranger. And once he sits at our table, he's not a stranger anymore. That's the part the wife plays in the husband's business. That's the part you can play in your husband's business, too.
I can?
Of course you can.
No, now, Ethel, wait a minute. Do you think you ought to tell her things like that?
It seems to have done wonders for you, hasn't it?
Yes, Ethel, yes.
Of course it has.
Yes. Goodbye, then.
Oh, where are you running off to?
Well, I'm going over to my husband's office and see what's going on.
Oh, must you?
Well, no, but I want to see if I can do anything.
Yeah, I hope you're satisfied.
That's it. Well, I'll see you all tonight, then.
All right, my dear. And good luck.
Thank you, Ethel.
Goodbye,
thank
you. Now, you take this corner here, Mr. Tumley. It's an ideal spot for a garage. Build a place to hold as many cars as you like.
No. I don't think I like that corner.
But you haven't given it a thought. If you're just...
We wanted that corner opposite that department store. That's what I call an ideal location. But if you don't handle that, Mr. Race, I'll have to go somewhere else.
Now, wait just a minute. I'll agree with you that is an ideal location. On the other hand, if you'll just let me show you why this plot here is just as ideal...
You don't have to show me. I know what it is. This isn't a two-story building we're thinking of putting up, Mr. Ace. This is a $250,000 proposition.
I know it is, and you can't blame me for wanting to get your business.
Well, no, you can't rule a man out to try.
Well, then, why don't you hear me out?
Because I know what I want, and I won't change my mind. My mind's like a bed, made up.
Yes, I see what you're... Now, look, Mr. Tumley, Mr. Neff, my partner, told me to get in touch with you. I know you and he are pretty close.
Well, he is. I don't know anybody closer than he is. You know, I've known old man Neff for 15 years, and I never knew him to buy a drink.
Well, then he doesn't drink.
Oh, so that's what's wrong with him.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Good old D.Y. Yeah. I guess he thinks he's going to take it with us.
Well, no, I don't think he feels that way at all.
Well, you know what they say. No use trying to be the richest man in the cemetery, huh? Like I heard a fella say the other day. He says that no pocket is shrouded.
Yes, I guess Mr. Neff is.
Well, this is a surprise, dear.
Why, hello, Jane.
Darling, I didn't know you were busy this morning.
Yes, Jane, I've got a deal on here. Mr. Tumley, this is my wife.
Well, happy to know you, Mrs. A.
Now, see, Mr. Tumley.
Yes, indeed.
Which Mr. Tumley is that?
This is Mr. R.J. Tumley, Jane. Now, we're busy. Would you mind letting us go on with our...
Well, I never expected to meet such a man, handsome man here. I must say that.
You don't need me.
Yes, I do.
I've been called a lot of things in my life and never had them.
Oh, well, it just goes to show.
Go home.
You kind of remind me of somebody I know, Mr. Tumley. Who is it now?
Well, it could be my twin brother, if I had a twin brother.
No, not him. Let me see. Oh, it must be somebody in the movies. Oh, I know.
Movies? Me?
Yes, sir. Guess who? You know, dear.
No, I don't, and I wish you'd
Edward Arnold.
Edward Arnold?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a new one on me. I've recalled a lot of things in my life, but never a movie actor.
Yes, sir, you're just like him. Oh, we must have a lot to talk over. How about dinner?
How about it?
Well, how about it?
Well, how about it?
No, I asked you how about it.
Well, I'm asking you how about it.
Would you come, Mr. Donnelly?
I never turned out a good meal in my life, and you look like the kind that could turn one out. Name the day.
All right. How about tonight?
How about tonight?
Well, how about it?
Well, I'm asking you how about it.
Isn't this awful?
Well, all right then, Mr. Tomley. I'll expect you.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Ace.
You too, dear.
Me too.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's marvelous. You're going to invite him too, huh?
Oh, yes.
That's what I like, a sense of humor. You and I are going to get along great, Mrs. Ace.
All right. We'll make a night of it, Mr. Tomley.
You bet.
Well, I guess I'll run along.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Oh, do you know the Marquette, Mr. Tomley?
Never heard of.
Neither did I. Well, I suppose you two want to talk over business in this stuffy office, so I'll let you. I know how you businessmen are, so poor little me will go on home.
Yeah, poor little me better get out of here.
Goodbye, Mr. Tomley.
Goodbye, Mrs. Ace. It's been very pleasant meeting you. I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yes, because it's much better having business deals with friends than with strangers.
Hey, will you?
Well, goodbye, dear. Now, don't forget, Mr. Tomley, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock on the dotted line.
On the dotted line? Oh, she sure has a swell sense of humor. Congratulations, sir. Yeah. Mr. Ace.
Surprise and surprises. Jane's about to make Mrs. Frederick's theory work, we hope. We learn about the dinner when next we meet the Easy Aces.